a very important seat because, number one, it raises the profile of a country in terms of its diplomatic clout on the African continent and even continentally and internationally. So it's a very important seat because even though the individual in that office serves the entire African continent, there is that prestige and pride that a country has that it is one of our own who is heading the commission. So it is important in that sense from the optic perspective and also from the AU chair being able to, depending on the agenda of the commission, the country's agenda can easily be dealt with or can be advanced very easily. So it's an important seat.
This is East Africa's time to provide the African Union Commission chairperson. What, in your view, is your take on the current leaders being considered?
So far, we have the lady from Somalia. She's an experienced diplomat. And then we have also the former foreign affairs minister from Djibouti. He's multilingual, very experienced. We have our own Kenya's Raila also going for that seat. Of course, he has the networks. He has the experience. We have strong candidates this time around. And that's why the whole, it needs to be managed very carefully because each of them is very strong. And I feel the dynamics are going to be basically, in my view, between the two final candidates will be between Djibouti and Kenya. And when Djibouti and Kenya are vying for this, we will have the Anglophones versus the Francophone narrative coming up again. Because Djibouti, the Francophones will support the Djibouti candidate. The Anglophones might support Raila because now Kenya and the Commonwealth are just being an Anglophone country.
Some analysts have said that despite being the main administrative organ of the AU, the Commission lacks the tools, the legal and political power to do its work. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you're right, by the way, because the summit of the AU, that is where those are the real power brokers. Those are the ones who influence policy on the African continent. The AU Commission is like the secretariat. These are the spanner boys of trying to effect whatever the summit decides. So the politics and the big decisions, regardless of how good plans or what good plans the Commission might come up with, it is still the summit that needs to ratify and agree. If those presidents do not want to lend you the support, they will frustrate whatever agenda the Commission has. To an extent, it is weak, but depending on the candidate who is chosen, if that candidate is influential, he can be able to talk to the summit. He can be able to talk to the presidents and convince them. He can be able to lobby and get support for whatever agenda it is the Commission wants to have, and also to just convince the summit, the heads of state, that some causes are worthy to follow and to support. I'm just hoping that East Africa will get its act together in terms of, number one, Kenya, I think, in my view, should start talking to Djibouti or to Somalia, the candidates to step down and back them on something else or support them on something else that they might want so they can get behind our agenda. Otherwise, if the Djibouti candidate and Raila face off, we will have an issue of splitting of votes in terms of the Anglophone versus Francophones. And I don't know now, when it gets to that level, you don't know what the chances are. Like,